today. We appreciate you being here, and didn't you just enjoy the praise team and the music this morning? Can we give the Lord a hand for the praise team and the music? Amen. They work hard, they practice hard, and we appreciate their ministry to us. Do we have anybody here today further away than Virginia? Further away than Virginia. Well, we have some, how far? Philadelphia. Well, how about that? Philadelphia and Virginia sitting right over here. Let's give the Lord a hand for that. Amen? Now, I know, I thought I saw Jeremy and Mindy come in. Where are they at? Jeremy? Okay, come on up here. Come on. A lot of you folks remember Jeremy and Mindy when they were here as our youth minister. I said our because I'm here now, but he was with a different pastor and team then. And take just a word and share what's going on in your life. He's actually all the way from a little place in Iowa, northeastern Iowa. So, Jeremy, you and Mindy take a few minutes and share with the group. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you. We love you. Thank you, Mindy.
Thank you so
God
much.
Bless
Thank
you. So good to have you all with us today. Amen. I appreciate the opportunity to get to meet them yesterday. Actually, Friday I met Jeremy, and then yesterday at a wedding, he and I shared together, Janie French's daughter, in her wedding. So thank you, Jeremy, for allowing me to have that privilege. Well, we've been in this series, Decide to Be Real, Decide to Be Ready, Decide to Be a Mother. Take your Bibles and turn with me to the little book of Ruth. It's right after Judges. Joshua, Judges, Ruth. So you should be able to find that real easy. Ruth chapter 1. We're going to look at Ruth chapter 1 today. When you find that, will you stand with me, please, in honor of the reading of the Word of God? Verse 6 is where we'll start. Then Naomi, she arose with her daughter-in-laws that they might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people in giving them meat or food. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on their way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of your husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there not yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you refrain from marrying? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes, that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, behold, my sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave or to turn away from falling after thee. For where thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death part thee and me. When she saw that the steadfastly determined to go with her, then she ceased speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they came to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, but call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. And I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. May our Heavenly Father bless and honor the reading of His Word to our hearts and to our lives. Will you join me as we pray together? Father God, we bow today in Your awesome presence. You're sovereign, You're holy, You're just, You're righteous, You're an altogether lovely God. You're God of all grace, You're God of all glory. You're God of our salvation. You're our Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You're our Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You're our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're our Jehovah Nissi. You walk before us. And Father God, we could pause today in this place, and we should pause today to offer You the gratitude and the thanksgiving of our hearts and our lives for who You are and for what You have done for us, Father. And that through Heavenly Father, Your divine plan, we are each here today. We were conceived, Father, and our mothers gave each one of us life. And so we pause today, Heavenly Father, to not only honor You and to worship You and to magnify and to exalt You, but we pause, Heavenly Father, to recognize the wonderful gift of motherhood. God, I ask today, You would direct the words that I shall say, that You would speak through me and for me, that You will hide me behind the cross, that even the shadow of that cross will overshadow my life. And may Jesus Christ today be seen as the hope and the answer for the emptiness and the void and the need in every person's life present under the sound of my voice. Whatever they are facing, whatever they are dealing with, whatever situation they may find themselves in, God, I pray today that they will look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated now at the right hand of the Father, and forever liveth to make intercession for us. Bless our mothers today, Father. Wrap Your loving arms around them. Strengthen and encourage them in these days that we are living in. Forgive us and cleanse us of all of our sins, Father, individually and corporately. through the cross and the blood of your only begotten Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, and all of God's people said, thank you, and you may be seated. Some have said that the book should actually not be called Ruth, but that it should be called the Book of Naomi. Others have said that it should be called the Book of Boaz. Some have even said that it should be called the Book of Redemption because there is the beautiful story of the Book of Redemption and the story of redemption found within the pages of these four chapters. The Book of Ruth is an interlude of God's great love and God's great mercy. It was a time when the judges ruled, and it was an era that was marked by high immorality and idolatry and even incestuous relationships. In fact, the scripture says in Judges chapter 21 and verse 25 that everybody was doing that which was right in their own mind. Kind of sounds somewhat like today, doesn't it? We're seeing that happen in our society today. Three deaths had occurred in the life of Naomi. Her husband had died. And then 10 years after marriage, both of her sons, Mahlon, who was the husband of Ruth, and Chilion, who was the husband of Orpah, died. Some have said that the name Mahlon stands for weakness or sickness, as well as the name Chilion. It's amazing that they would both die very close together. But it tells us of a heartwarming story of devotion and faithfulness of a Moabite who leaves her homeland to live with her Jewish mother-in-law. Moabites, if you remember, came from the incestuous relationship between Lot and his eldest daughter when they were told to leave Sodom and Gomorrah because judgment was coming. And you remember that Lot's wife looked back, the mother of these two girls, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. And so the girls had felt some sympathy towards their father, and an incestuous relationship took place. And out of that incestuous relationship, there came, believe it or not, the Moabites. And Ruth became a Moabite. It's interesting because when you look in the genealogy found in Matthew chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you do not find perfect people. You find forgiven people. Amen? You find that Ruth is listed in that genealogy. But there are some things here today in this story that I think is critical for us today. In fact, it could be a Father's Day and a Mother's Day message combined. Ruth's noble choice, I want us to look at that. I want us to see this noble choice that she made. What was it that led up to this noble choice that Ruth would make to go with her mother-in-law and not to return to her idols and not to return to her homeland and not to return to the ancestry of her fathers? Something about Naomi. Something about Naomi was different. Moms, you literally rock the cradle that will one day steer this nation. Do you understand, mothers, that you have a tremendous impact, a great impact into the lives, into the values of little boys and little girls in that early stages of development and growth in their life when they are about 3 to 7 years of age, when 75% of what they are going to be is determined, 75% of their values have already been decided. You, mom, have a tremendous impact into the life of those children. You see, Elimelech had made a decision, the husband of Naomi, the father of Mahlon and Chilion. He made a decision to leave Bethlehem because of the famine. Now, you Bible students that are present here today, if you know anything about the name Bethlehem, you know that it means house of bread. Isn't that amazing? You see, dads, it's extremely important because I want you to understand that the blessings to your wife and the blessings to your children come through you. Hello? You see, when you leave the place where God wants to bless you, where God wants to use you, where God wants to empower you, where God wants to equip you, there are dire consequences that take place. That's why I said this could really be a Father's Day and a Mother's Day sermon. And so Elimelech the husband of Naomi, the father-in-law of Ruth and Orpah, they make a decision, and she and her two boys follow her husband, and they go down into the country of Moab. Anytime the Bible speaks of going down, I want you to understand that it is always going away from where God wants to bless you. Remember that and keep that in mind. It is always walking away from where God is choosing to cause you to trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey, you see. So it's extremely important. And so they left Bethlehem to dwell in Moab. It was faithlessness on the part of Elimelech, and death comes to Naomi's house. Can you imagine losing her husband? And then can you imagine losing both of her sons at roughly the same time in life? A woman who felt the sorrow and the pain of death. But then she begins to hear how God has visited his people. And she begins to understand that there is now food back where they left and where they came from. And so she embraces her two daughters-in-law, and she says to them, "Let me go back, but you go back to your people." I want you to notice the willingness on the part of Naomi to allow these two daughter-in-laws to make their decision. You and I are going to make decisions in life that have dire consequences. I often ask myself, what would the story have been like had Ruth chosen to go back with Orpah to the land of Moab rather than going with her mother-in-law Naomi back to the land of Judah, Bethlehem, Judah, by the way. I often ask myself, would Matthew chapter 1, verses 5 through 6 be written differently? Would it be a different story about the Lord's birth and the Lord's forgiveness? Well, Ruth adopts Naomi's God. Ruth adopts Naomi's people, and Ruth chooses to follow her mother-in-law. She choices come with consequences. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're bad. Sometimes a choice is not between good or bad, but it's between good or better. Elimelech took his family out of the will of God. He took his family out of the blessings of God. He took his family out of the plan of God. And as a result of it, his wife and his two sons lost their lives, and his wife was left a widow mother. Some of you here today are widows. Some of you are widow mothers. You are a widower in the sense that you have lost your husband, and you're living by yourself. And some of you choose to live that way, and so it was with Naomi. She chose to live that way. But something had happened in her life. She decided to invest her life into Ruth. And as a result of investing her life into Ruth, I want you to notice that Ruth became a lowly servant of the Lord and served her mother-in-law. Slide number 2, please. Ruth's lowly service. Remember, it was the time of the barley harvest. Remember, it was the spring of the year. And it's the time when scholars believe that King David was born and also died as well. In fact, you remember that there was a law, there was a rule, there was a custom, a plan in God's people in that time that there would be a kinsman redeemer, and the kinsman redeemer would come in, and the kinsman redeemer would buy the property back. And so when they left the land and they went to Moab, they left the land and they left their home and they left their family and they went into Moab. But when Naomi and Ruth came back, you remember that her name, she said, was no longer Naomi but Mara. In other words, it was a weeping name. It was a name of sorrow. It was a name of pain. It was a name of suffering. It was a name of death. And so it was that the people began to look at her, and they began to say to her, and as it was the case, then she began to realize and understand that there was a kinsman redeemer to her husband. His name, by the way, was Boaz. Boaz recognized Ruth's devotion to Naomi. There's a story out, sometimes you need to read it. It's called Handfuls on Purpose, and it's taken out of this book. She was a stranger. She was a Moabite woman, but Boaz looked upon her with favor, and the reason he looked upon her with favor was because of the way that she had treated Naomi, the way that she had served Naomi, the way that she had humbly bowed her life, and the way that she had chosen to be a servant to her mother-in-law. And the scripture says here that Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but it says that Ruth clung to her mother-in-law. I can see that picture with her wrapped around her mother-in-law, with her clinging to her mother-in-law's garments. She's a stranger, remember now. She's going back into a country that is so different from the country that she came out of. She's going back into a place where she's not known. She's going back into a place where she's not recognized except as a Moabitess. In other words, she's looked down upon because of her reputation. She's looked down upon because of where she came from. She's looked down upon because of her background. But something takes place. You see, God has a divine plan. Amen? God has a divine purpose. Amen? God has a plan for your life today. God has a plan for you to succeed, listen to me, and not fail. God has a plan to bless you and not curse you. God has a plan to raise you up and set your feet on higher ground. God has a plan today to call you to be somebody. A little boy said, God didn't create any junk, and he's theologically correct. God has never made a mistake and never will make a mistake. He will take our mistakes, and he will bring glory and honor and praise from them, just as he did with Elimelech when Elimelech made the decision to leave the place of Bethlehem, the house of bread, and to follow the world's bread. The world's bread will never satisfy you. It will leave you hungry. It will leave you famished, and it will leave you finished, my friend. And so Ruth comes back, and the testimony to Boaz is such that he recognizes how she cares for her mother-in-law, how she loves her mother-in-law. She's a stranger. She's a Moabitess. She's in a place where she shouldn't be. But humble people always find grace in God. Hello? Ruth was humble. She was willing to serve where God had placed her. She was willing to be what God had created her to be. And by the way, next Sunday's sermon is decide to be what God called you to be. I'm just advertising it in case you want to come back. In the worst thing that can happen to you, in the worst sorrow and the worst tragedy that can happen to you, God is working in your life and through your life and my life to bring glory and honor unto himself. He has a plan. And so it was in God's plan that Naomi would find favor with Boaz. Ruth's actions caused Naomi great joy, the scripture says here in verse 18 of chapter 2. Naomi responds with favor and blesses the Lord because of the favor that Ruth has given to her. God always gives his grace to the humble. God will judge the proud, but he always gives his grace to the humble. Mothers, we could learn a lesson. In fact, all of us can learn a lesson from this message today. In the life of this mother-in-law who lost a husband and lost her two sons. And yes, she was bitter. Yes. Put yourself in that position. Try to understand how she must have felt. Try to understand the pain that must have been running through her heart at that time. But God gave a faithful mother, Naomi, a daughter-in-law who clung to her. And as a result of clinging to her, God is always ready to place those of you who trust him in his ministry. In fact, Paul writes and he tells us these words that if we will humble ourselves, that God has a plan and has a purpose. Peter says that we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and God will exalt us in due time. God will raise us up in due season. God has a purpose and God has a plan. But in our life today, whatever we may feel, whatever the pain may be in our hearts this morning, whatever we are dealing with as externally or internally in our homes and in our marriages and in our families, please take a lesson from this today. But then Ruth's tend to please. Naomi's advice to Ruth was motivated by a motherly care. Now, I want you to think about this for just a minute. Ruth chose her mother-in-law to be a mother. You never know, ladies, who you're being a mother to. You never understand sometimes where God is taking you and how God is going to use you. I tell you, I had the greatest mother-in-law that ever walked on 2 feet. She loved me. I mean, she loved me till her dying breath. And she'd fight for me, and she'd take up my side over her daughter's side. Any of you all got a mother-in-law like that? Amen. I'm blessed. I was blessed to have a mother-in-law like that. I tell people I was blessed with 3 mothers. My mother that gave me my physical life, my stepmother that came into my life after my mother died at an early age of 56, and then a godly mother-in-law. Blessed as a result of it. And so Naomi's advice to Ruth is motivated by motherly care. She realizes that Ruth has chosen to be a daughter unto her, not a daughter-in-law. And there is a difference here. It matters not what the title may be. It matters your role and your relationship with that person and how God wants to use you in that person's life and how God wants to use you to have an impact in their life. And so it was that Ruth's faithful obedience to Naomi. And out of that faithful obedience, Ruth made a request for Boaz to take her. And you remember the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. You remember that she lay at the feet of Boaz. Boaz declared to all the city of my people, know that you are a virtuous woman. Can you imagine? Ladies, there's something about what Leon read out of Proverbs chapter 31 for us today. There's something about being chaste. There's something about being virtuous. There's something about it that God chooses to bless it. Young ladies, listen to me today. There's something about being a chaste and a holy and a righteous young lady today that God will honor and God will bless. And as a result of it, she ends up marrying Boaz. Boaz was one of the wealthiest men living in that day and in that time. Because he had observed her faithfulness, and because he was such a fair individual, he offered another kinsman redeemer first of all. And the other kinsman redeemer said, no, I can't. Boaz says, I will do what's right. And as a result of doing what's right, Ruth today is listed in the lineage of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He declares there is a near kinsman, but he will not perform what is required. I will do it. Young ladies, wouldn't you like to have a husband like that? You single young ladies here today, listen to me. Set your standards high. It matters not where you came from. It matters not your background. It matters not where you were born and where you were raised. Choose Naomi's God. Choose Naomi's life and her faith and her religion, and choose to serve God. And when you choose to serve God and you choose to make that a priority in your life, God is required by His Word to bless faithfulness. God will bless faithfulness. So you young ladies today that are looking for that young man out there, there's nothing wrong. Miss Roma, there was a missionary in the church where she grew up and where she was saved and played the piano. And the missionary told her as a little 12-year-old girl, she said, you young girls need to start praying about the young man you're going to marry. Now, I don't know that Ruth ever prayed about Boaz, okay? We don't have any record of that. But I want you to understand this. Her testimony was of such character and such righteousness that Naomi had no problem suggesting that the kinsman redeemer redeem and marry Ruth. Now think about that for just a minute. She was of such quality and of such character and of such virtue that her mother-in-law, who literally became her mother, chose to make this available to Ruth. Well, slide 4. Ruth's marital joy. You know, I love to do weddings. I enjoy weddings. I always look at the groom and I look at the bride and I think to myself how the Lord must look at us and how the Lord must love us and how the Lord has chosen us to be a part of that bride that one day He's coming back for. Boaz confronts the close relative and the relative says, "No, I can't do it." And so he's unable to redeem the land, but Boaz redeems not only Ruth, but he redeems Naomi as well. Did you hear that? You see, there was the blessing came not only to Ruth, but the blessing came to Naomi. Because Naomi did what was right in the eyes of her God. It's amazing to me as I read this whole book and studying, preparing for this message this morning. You got all the way down to the end of the fourth chapter in verse 17. Turn over there for just a minute. You've got to see this. You mother-in-laws out there this morning, I want you to see this. You mothers, I want you to see this. Now remember, this is Naomi. She's lost her husband. She's lost both of her sons. And what does the scripture say? Instead of a son being born to Ruth, who is a son born to? Say it. You can say it. Naomi. Isn't that amazing? Look up here and don't miss this, ladies, young ladies. God always restores that which the enemy takes. You live faithfully. When you can't see it, when you can't understand it, when you can't put your hand on it, when you can't touch it, you live faithfully. When those children seem like they've gone every way but the right way, you live faithfully. When disappointment has come, when trials have come, when troubles have come, you live faithfully and God will honor your faithfulness. What a testimony that the little book of Ruth closes out and the son is born to Naomi. Oh, but it was Ruth and Boaz's son. And yes, it was Naomi's son. There is a son born to Naomi. Ruth became the great-grandmother of David, thus in the lineage of Jesus. God always honors those who choose to do the right thing in every situation. Sometimes it's challenging. Sometimes it's difficult. Let's go back for just a minute and review. Naomi was a good wife. And she was a good mother. In fact, she was a godly wife and she was a godly mother. And she chose to be obedient to her husband. And she went with him down into the country of Moab. You know, the Bible has something to say about that relationship. The Bible speaks very highly about that relationship. She could have said to Elimelech, "You can go on, buddy, but I'm going to stay here." But no, dependent upon God to take care of her. I have to believe in my heart that she was looking beyond the circumstances and beyond the situation, and she was looking to God to take care of her. And He did. And so she went, and she took her two sons. Now listen to me carefully. It was even forbidden for Jewish men to marry non-Jewish women. But you're living in the world. And there's always that attraction that comes. God created that attraction. It's to be good. It's to be holy. It's to be right. It's to be just. It's to propagate the human race. And so it was that those two boys looked upon these two girls, Ruth and Orpah, and they liked what they saw, and they asked them to marry them. And they did. But you know, God's sovereign. Look up here. Don't miss this. I want you to think about the worst mistake you've ever made right now. For just a minute. The worst mistake you've ever made. The worst choice you've ever made. And I want you to look at that and you'll see the absolute sovereignty of God, because He took out of that, if you allowed Him to, He took out of that and has brought you into His life and into His presence. And as a result of it, He has given you eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, give Him the praise for it. Yes. You see, God even takes our disobedience and our sin and turns it for our good and for His glory. Hello? And so it was by a Jewish family out of the will of the Lord going to a pagan country because they didn't trust God. They left the house of bread. But God raised up a lady by the name of Ruth. And in Matthew chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, she becomes the great-grandmother of King David. And she's listed in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about it for a moment. A pagan lady living in a pagan country, serving a pagan God, is elevated to the highest position of honor because of her faithfulness, her fidelity, and the family that she chose. Listen to me. You choose your family today. Hello? You say, wait a minute, Pastor Johnny, I was born into that family. Yes, you were, but you choose your family. I'm talking about your spiritual family. Hello? You see, you choose today. Moms, you rock the cradle. You're the first one to instill the values in that little one. Will you be that virtuous woman that one day the worldly young girl that your son may marry? And it can't happen. It did happen. Will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And God will use them in such a profound way as He did Ruth. So much so that history will record the event. Will you bow your heads? Father, I pray today that mothers will do as Naomi did. They'll return to their God. The God that served them, they serve, and the God that they were created by and breathed into their nostrils the breath of life. And God, I pray that young ladies will model themselves after the godly Naomis. I pray, God, that the roofs in this congregation will look for godly women. I pray that they'll be willing to serve those godly women in such a way, God, that the time will come and they'll begin to pray and they'll begin to seek Your will and Your purpose and Your plan and the choice of a marriage partner. And God, that every young lady in this congregation that is seeking a young man, God, that You'll be able to bring a Boaz into their life. There's no greater decision other than to receive Christ as our Lord and Savior than for mothers to be a mother. And that Naomi was. And as a result, Father, You honored her, and the Scripture testifies that a son was born to Naomi. Father, You promised us that You will restore that the enemy came but for to steal, to kill, and destroy, but you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So, Father, I pray for every mother and every young lady that's seeking one day to be a mother. God, I pray for a holy hedge around them today. And I pray for your divine direction, just as you provided that divine direction to Ruth through Naomi. God, I pray that mothers will give their young ladies divine direction. For the world we live in, Father, is a world that values are so different than yours. God, I ask you today to speak to all of our hearts through this story, this book of redemption. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.